Welcome to the Billing Blueprint Podcast, your go-to resource for innovative medical billing solutions. Each episode, we explore the latest industry trends and share proven strategies to help your practice streamline operations and get paid faster. Now, here are your hosts, Brad and Sarah.
All right, so let's dive into something pretty important for any medical practice. I mean, if they want to stay open, payment processing
keeps the lights on, right?
It really does. We're talking about the systems that make sure that, you know, the whole practice runs smoothly. And I think that today we're going to go a little bit beyond the basics.
Yeah.
To understand how these trends are impacting how these practices actually, you know, paid. And I think it's more interesting than a lot of people realize.
I think so too.
Our source material for this deep dive is this article from Bill Flash, and they outline like 5 key trends.
Okay.
So if you're a practice and you're looking to stay ahead of the curve and make sure that your patients are happy, then listen up, because we've got an expert here to break it all down for us.
Awesome.
What are some of the things in this article that stood out to you?
Well, they started by talking about the rise of digital payment reminders. And I think the number that really got me was that 59% of patients, they actually prefer to get these reminders through text messages instead of phone calls or emails.
That's wild. That's a lot of people. I mean, honestly, who answers their phone these days?
Right.
But it makes you think, you know, beyond the convenience factor, why are people choosing texts? You know, is it just less intrusive or is there something more to it?
I think it's kind of a few things together.
Okay.
Like texting it gives you that directness and that immediacy that people are used to in their, you know, daily life.
Yeah.
You get the message, you take care of it, and then it's done.
Done.
Plus, it just fits so well into people's busy schedules.
Yeah.
You know, they can look at the reminder really quick, schedule a payment, and that's it. They can move on with their day.
Right.
No need to find time for a phone call or go through all those emails in their inbox.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like texting gives the patient a sense of control and makes them feel like they're being efficient,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're dealing with something that could be stressful, like medical bills.
For sure.
But how does this move to digital reminders affect the practices themselves?
It has a huge impact, both how they work and how much money they make. I mean, just think about all that time that staff used to spend calling people to, you know, get them to pay.
Oh, yeah, chasing people down.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So when they automate those reminders, they free up so much time and resources for their staff.
Yeah.
And that means the staff can concentrate on harder tasks or even spending more time with patients.
They actually do their job.
Exactly. And that means they're saving money for the practice too.
So it's not just about making things easier for patients. It's about making the whole payment process run smoother, which benefits everybody in the end.
I think so.
Speaking of making things easier for patients, the article also talks about how important it is to have payment plans that are, you know, patient friendly.
Oh, absolutely. Because the fact is that with healthcare costs going up and insurance deductibles being what they are, patients just have more to pay than ever.
Yeah, it's tough.
So for practices who want to support their patients, especially those who are living paycheck to paycheck offering these flexible payment plans, it's not really a bonus anymore. It's like a must have.
Yeah, it's essential.
Yeah.
The article even says that something like 10% of patients are using payment plans already to deal with their healthcare costs.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So what kind of effect does offering these options have on the relationship between a patient and the practice?
It's huge when practices offer these flexible payment options. It shows that they're understanding and have empathy.
Yeah.
They get that healthcare can be expensive and they're willing to work with patients to make it more doable.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting paid. It's about building trust and loyalty.
It's about building that relationship.
Yeah.
It makes sense, especially now that healthcare is becoming more consumer driven.
Absolutely.
Patients are looking for providers who get their needs, not just medical, but financial too.
Yeah. They want someone who understands.
Now, this next trend that they talk about in the article, this one kind of surprised me.
Oh, really?
It seems like online payment portals are causing some issues.
Interesting.
You'd think with everything moving online, you know, healthcare would have this figured out.
You would think.
But the article says that 1/3 of patients are unhappy with their provider's digital payment systems.
A third.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of unhappy people.
Yeah. So what's going on? I mean, we pay for things online all the time these days. Why are medical practices lagging behind?
It all comes down to how user-friendly the experience is. I mean, in other parts of their lives, patients are using these really smooth, easy online platforms, you know, like for banking or shopping.
Makes sense.
And they expect that same level of convenience and ease of use when it comes to dealing with their healthcare payments.
Right.
And to be honest, a lot of practices aren't there yet.
They're not meeting those expectations.
Yeah.
So basically they're saying, you know, don't make me jump through hoops on a clunky website just to pay my bill.
Right.
Make it simple.
Exactly.
Easy to use. So what happens to practices who haven't caught up?
Well, unhappy patients are never good for business.
Of course not.
And on top of that, these clunky systems often lead to more errors and things being done inefficiently on the back end. So you end up losing any potential cost savings, you know?
Right.
But practices that put their money into these well-designed, integrated online portals, they see the benefits both in how happy their patients are and how much smoother their operations are.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for everybody.
It sounds like having a smooth online payment system isn't just a nice thing to have anymore.
No.
It's becoming crucial for practices to stay competitive and keep up with what patients expect.
Right.
Okay, so let's move on to another interesting trend highlighted in the article, and that's pre-visit billing.
Okay, so this is a pretty big change from how things used to be, where patients would be billed after their appointment.
Right.
So the idea here is to collect copays and any estimated out-of-pocket costs before the patient even comes in.
So you go to the doctor, you know exactly how much you owe, no surprises in the mail, weeks later.
Exactly.
That's great for patients.
It is.
But what's the advantage for the practice?
Well, for the practice, it means they get paid faster.
That makes sense.
And it reduces the chances of claims being rejected because any issues with insurance coverage are often spotted and sorted out ahead of time.
That makes sense.
It basically makes the whole money side of things smoother and clearer for everyone.
It's like they're saying, hey, we value your time and we want to make sure everything's clear right from the start.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now the last trend they talked about in the article, and it's a big one. It's all about compliance and security.
Right, and in this digital age, it's so important.
Yeah.
With all these systems handling sensitive patient information, data security has to be top priority.
It's a huge responsibility. Patients are trusting their healthcare providers with their most personal information.
Absolutely.
So they need to feel confident that their data is being handled carefully.
Yes.
What are some of the things practices need to have in place to make sure that happens?
Well, the article emphasizes how important it is to have multi-factor authentication for anyone accessing financial systems. And then they talk about strong encryption, which is essential for protecting patient data during transactions.
Excess.
And of course, regular audits are crucial to make sure they're staying compliant with all the regulations.
So it's not just about having the right technology, it's about having the right processes and safeguards in place every step of the way.
Exactly.
And it's not just about checking off boxes for HIPAA-COCUS compliance.
No.
It's about showing patients that you take their privacy seriously.
Right.
That could really go a long way in building trust and loyalty.
Absolutely. In a world with so many data breaches and cyber attacks, that peace of mind is priceless.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a key part of building those strong and trustworthy relationships between patients and providers.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Digital reminders, flexible payment plans, online portals, pre-visit billing, and data security.
A lot.
It's clear that how medical practices deal with payments is changing in big ways.
Definitely.
But what does it all mean? What are the bigger implications of these trends?
Well, the thing that strikes me is how all of these trends are connected. They all point towards healthcare becoming more patient-centered and more transparent when it comes to finance.
I like those old days when patients were kept in the dark about costs and payment options are fading away.
Yeah.
It's becoming more open and collaborative.
It is.
But what I'm really curious about is, how are these trends actually affecting the day-to-day experiences of both patients and providers?
That's a really good question. It's one thing to talk about these trends in a general way, but it's another thing to see how they're actually playing out in the real world. You know, as we were talking about those trends, it really hit me how many of them are about this idea of transparency.
Yeah.
Practices are being more upfront about costs. They're giving patients more control over how they pay. And they're generally making the financial side of healthcare less of a mystery.
Yeah, it's true. It's like they're finally catching up to other industries where, you know, consumers are used to seeing clear prices up front.
Right. Exactly.
Why should healthcare be any different?
Exactly. Nobody likes getting hit with unexpected bills or feeling like they're lost in a maze of financial stuff.
It's stressful.
It's incredibly stressful for patients. And for way too long, the money part of healthcare has been this big secret.
Yeah.
And patients are left in the dark until that bill shows up. But these trends seem to show that things are changing and it's a change for the better.
Yeah. I think practices are realizing that being open about costs is good for business.
I think so too.
It builds trust with patients, it reduces their stress and anxiety, and in the end, it makes for a better overall experience.
For sure.
They're treating patients like informed consumers.
Yeah.
Who deserve to know exactly what's going on with the money side of their care.
Absolutely. And, you know, it can even lead to better health outcomes.
Really?
How's that? Well, when patients feel like they can talk about costs with their providers, they're more likely to stick to treatment plans and go to their follow-up appointments.
That makes sense.
They're not putting off essential treatments because they're scared of the bill.
Right.
It really does create a healthier dynamic.
So it's not just about simplifying things financially.
No.
It's about giving patients the power to take charge of their health.
Absolutely.
And speaking of empowerment, it seems like a lot of these trends are giving patients more control over their whole healthcare journey, not just the money part.
Oh, absolutely. We're moving away from that old-fashioned model of healthcare where doctors had all the knowledge and made all the decisions.
Yeah, the paternalistic model.
Right, exactly. And patients were expected to just follow along without question.
Blindly trusting.
But now patients are seen as active participants in their own care. They have access to more information than ever before, so they can research treatment options, compare prices, and even choose providers who fit their needs.
Right. It's about seeing patients as informed consumers.
Yeah.
Which ties back to that idea of transparency we talked about earlier.
Exactly.
But what about this shift in the dynamic between patients and providers?
Yeah.
What kind of impact is that having on their relationship?
Well, it's definitely creating more of a partnership.
Okay.
Instead of the provider being the only one with knowledge, it's becoming more of a two-way street.
I like that.
Patients come to appointments more informed and engaged, ready to ask questions and be involved in making decisions. So providers need to be open to this collaboration and feel comfortable talking about not just the medical stuff, but the financial side of things too.
Right. It's about having those open and honest conversations.
Yes.
Addressing the elephant in the room, so to speak.
Right.
So that everyone can really focus on the patient's health and well-being. It's about trust and mutual respect.
Absolutely. But this shift in dynamics does come with some challenges. You know, providers need to be skilled at handling conversations with patients who come in with a ton of information they found online.
Oh, yeah, they've done their research.
Exactly. So it's about helping patients understand that information, addressing their worries, and guiding them towards the best path for their health.
So providers aren't just medical experts anymore.
Right.
They're also like information navigators, helping patients find their way through this complex world of healthcare.
That's a great way to put it.
It's a lot of responsibility.
It is.
But, you know, some people might say that all this focus on money takes away from the human connection in healthcare, but I actually think it can make it stronger.
I totally agree.
Really?
Yeah, when patients feel like their financial concerns are being addressed openly, and honestly, it makes it easier to build a genuine and trusting relationship with their provider. Oh. It takes away that underlying tension and fear so they can have a more open conversation about their health and well-being.
So it's like clearing the air so you can really connect on a human level.
Exactly.
But let's shift gears a bit and talk about how practices are actually putting these changes into action.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any specific tools or technologies that are proving to be really effective?
There are so many cool new solutions coming out. It's a really exciting time.
Yeah.
One example that comes to mind is the use of artificial intelligence in revenue cycle management.
Oh, wow.
It's becoming more and more common, and for good reason.
AI in healthcare. That sounds fascinating. Yeah. Tell me more about how it's being used in practice.
Well, AI-powered systems can handle a ton of different tasks, from processing claims and verifying eligibility to even communicating with patients.
So it's like having a virtual assistant.
Right.
Taking care of all those boring administrative tasks.
Exactly. And that frees up the staff to focus on more complex things and give better patient care.
So it's not just about making things more efficient. It's about making the entire workflow better.
Exactly.
But what about the human side of things?
Yeah.
Are people worried that AI will make healthcare less human?
It's a valid concern, but I think when AI is used thoughtfully, it can actually enhance the human element of healthcare.
Okay.
By automating those routine tasks, it gives staff more time to interact with patients on a personal level.
Right.
It shifts the focus from paperwork to people, which allows for more meaningful connections.
I like that perspective. It's about using technology to complement human skills, not replace them.
Right.
What are some other technological advancements you're seeing that are making a difference?
Well, there's a lot of talk about blockchain technology.
Right.
And how it could totally change healthcare data management. It's still early days, but the potential is huge.
I've heard about blockchain in other industries, but how could it be used in healthcare?
Well, blockchain could create a system for sharing patient information that's more secure and transparent. It's basically a digital record that's spread across multiple computers, making it almost impossible to tamper with.
So it's like having a super secure medical record that everyone can access and trust.
Exactly.
That can be a game changer.
It could have major implications for everything, from medical records and insurance claims to clinical trials and research.
Wow.
Imagine a world where patient information can be shared safely and easily between different healthcare providers, insurance companies, and even research institutions.
Yeah.
It would streamline processes, improve how care is coordinated, and maybe even speed up medical breakthroughs.
That's a powerful vision. But let's be real, implementing these kinds of advanced technologies can be pricey and complicated.
Yeah.
Especially for smaller practices that don't have a ton of resources.
For sure.
What advice would you give to practices that are trying to keep up with all these changes?
Well, it's true. It can feel overwhelming, especially when you're trying to run a practice and take care of patients. My first piece of advice would be to start small.
Okay.
You don't have to change your whole system overnight.
So pick your battles.
Exactly. Figure out the biggest problems in your current system, whether it's collecting payments from patients, processing claims, or scheduling appointments.
Right.
And then focus on finding solutions that fix those specific areas.
Makes sense.
You can add new technologies and processes gradually over time.
Yeah.
As your budget and resources allow.
That's a much more manageable approach.
It is.
What else should practices keep in mind?
I think it's really important to include your staff in the process.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They're the ones who are going to be using these new systems and interacting with patients every day.
They're on the front lines.
Exactly. So get their input, listen to their concerns, and address them head on.
Okay.
Provide thorough training and ongoing support to make sure everyone feels comfortable and confident using the new tools.
Right. It's about making sure your team is on board and ready to succeed.
Absolutely.
Not just throwing new technology at them and expecting them to figure it out.
Right.
What about getting help from outside the practice? Is that something you would recommend?
Oh, absolutely. Don't be afraid to reach out for expert advice.
Okay.
There are consultants and technology vendors who specialize in helping medical practices navigate all these changes.
Yeah.
They can offer solutions, training, and support that are tailored to your specific needs and budget.
It's like having a trusted advisor to guide you through it all.
Exactly.
And help you make smart decisions.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense,
yeah.
Especially for practices that might not have the expertise in-house to handle all these technological advancements.
Exactly. It's about using the expertise of others to help you reach your goals and provide the best possible care for your patients.
Right.
At the end of the day, all these changes are about creating a healthcare experience that's more patient-centered.
Yeah.
One that puts transparency, communication, and collaboration first.
Okay.
It's about using technology to make things better, not to replace the human connection that's at the heart of healthcare.
I love that it's not just about processing payments. It's about processing the human experience. Okay, so we've talked about the trends, the challenges, and the opportunities.
Yeah.
Now let's bring it back to the individual level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've talked about all these big trends and how medical practices are handling payments. But at the end of the day, it's real people who are being affected by these changes, both the patients and the providers taking care of them.
That's right.
So what are your thoughts on how these payment processing trends are impacting patients, you know, day to day?
Well, I totally agree. And I also think these trends are making patients feel more empowered.
How so?
Well, they're not just passively receiving care anymore. They're actively involved in their healthcare journey, making informed decisions about their treatment and their finances.
It's about giving patients a voice and a choice.
Exactly.
And with that choice comes a greater sense of responsibility.
Right.
When patients are more involved in the financial side of their care, they're more likely to take ownership of their health and make choices that support their well-being.
That's a great point. It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Empowering patients, not just financially, but in terms of their overall health and well-being, too.
Now, let's talk about the providers for a second.
Okay.
These trends are definitely creating some new challenges for them. Practices are having to adapt to a world where patients are more informed and have higher expectations.
Yeah, it's a different landscape.
It requires a real shift in mindset and approach.
It does. Practices need to start thinking more like businesses in a way. They need to be more aware of what patients want, provide clear pricing information, and offer convenient payment options that fit into people's lives.
It's a whole new way of thinking for a lot of providers.
It is, especially those who are used to that traditional fee-for-service model.
It's a big change, and it can feel overwhelming for some practices, especially smaller ones with limited resources.
For sure.
And then on top of all that, there's the pressure of keeping up with all the new technology.
Right, technology is evolving so quickly.
It's a lot to handle.
It is, but it's important to remember that technology is a tool.
Yeah.
Practices need to be smart about it and choose technologies that actually meet their needs and work well with their current systems.
Right.
It's not about getting every new gadget that comes out. It's about making thoughtful choices that support their goals and make things better for patients.
And it's about investing in training and support for staff.
Oh, absolutely.
Even with the best technology, if your team doesn't know how to use it, it's not going to help. It's so important to give your staff the knowledge and skills they need to succeed in this new world of healthcare.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about teamwork and collaboration, both within the practice and with partners outside the practice.
Yeah, working together.
And don't be afraid to ask for help from experts. There are consultants and vendors who specialize in helping medical practices navigate all these changes. They can provide guidance, support, and training that's specifically designed for your needs.
It's like having a guide to help you through all the complexities.
Exactly.
And sometimes just having that outside perspective can be so valuable.
It can.
It can help you see things in a new way and find opportunities for growth and improvement that you might have missed.
Absolutely. It's about building the right team to help your practice succeed, and that includes both your staff and your external partners.
Yeah, team effort.
It's about working together to create a smooth and positive experience for your patients.
So to sum it all up, we've explored the latest trends in how medical practices handle payments. We've talked about the impact on both patients and providers, and we've even looked ahead at what the future might hold for healthcare technology.
It's been a great conversation.
But the main takeaway I want to emphasize is that all of these advancements are really about one thing: making patients' lives better.
That's it, exactly. It's about creating a healthcare experience that's more transparent, more patient-centered, and more accessible than ever before.
And it's about using technology to make things easier, reduce stress, and give patients the power to take control of their health.
Yes.
It's about creating a system that's more human and more compassionate. And while there will always be challenges, I'm really optimistic about the future of healthcare.
I am too. I believe that by embracing these changes and working together, we can create a healthcare system that truly serves everyone's needs.
This has been a really insightful conversation. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
It's been my pleasure.
It's given us a lot to think about.
It has, and I'll leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
As we navigate this ever-changing landscape, let's not forget about the human connection that's at the heart of healthcare.
Well said. Let's use these advancements to empower patients, build trust, and create a more compassionate and equitable healthcare system for everyone. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of medical practice payment processing. We hope you found it informative and inspiring. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
Thanks for tuning into the Billing Blueprint Podcast. For more insights or to dive deeper into today's topics, head over to billflash.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you next week with more strategies to keep your practice running smoothly and getting paid faster.